Places.
Now back to the post-game show on the Iron Pigs Radio Network.
8:50 in the Lehigh Valley, and the Iron Pigs defeat the Rochester Red Wings 3-0 behind Brandon Liebrandt, who got his first AAA victory for the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. I'm Sam Mines, and this is your happy recap for July the 2nd, 2017. Pigs defeat Rochester in Game 3 of a 4-game set to take a 2-1 series lead here this weekend. They close out what was a up-and-down week with a nice victory over Rochester, and will look to take the 4-game series and get this week to, or get this homestand to, a 4-5 clip tomorrow. But tonight, everything went well for the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. The pitching was fantastic. They got clutch home runs from Scott Kingery and J.P. Crawford. The defense was on point, and there was no rain, the best part of all. Well, there was, but it was earlier before the game started. As far as everything that happened during the game, it was perfect as far as the Pigs are concerned. And you can't ask for anything more than that. We start in the first inning, top of the first, and it looked like it might have been a long day for Brandon Liebrandt when Zach Ranett led it off with a base hit. But then again, Zach Ranett, one of the best hitters in the International League this year. But after Matt Haig lined out, Mitch Garver hit into a 4-6-3 double play, and that ended the top of the first inning. J.P. Crawford would start what was a marvelous day for himself with a one-out single in the bottom of the first, but Jorge Alfaro and Dylan Cousins would both strike out to end the first. Now, David Hurlbut was also fantastic on the mound tonight. Hurlbut and Liebrandt, it was a pitcher's duel. If you are into the pitching side of baseball and you like a good back-and-forth affair from the two guys on the mound, well, boy, you got a good one tonight, because between Liebrandt and Hurlbut, it was strikeouts, pop-ups, groundouts, working the count, throwing strikes, working quickly. I mean, the two of them really went back and forth with each other, and it was a joy to watch. And Hurlbut really did a nice job on the Pigs. He struck out a lot of Pigs tonight, including the two to end the bottom of the first inning. So we move to the top of the second inning. And boy, this would not be the first time that J.P. Crawford would make a really good play in the inning. In the top of the second inning, Byung-ho Park struck out. Nico Goodrum grounded out. John Ryan Murphy hit a base hit, but then J.B. Shuck came to the plate.
Now, Thompson with the overhead wind. A 2-1 on the way to the lefty. Shuck, who swings. A little flare behind second. Crawford goes back. Crawford dive. Crawford makes the catch like Superman. Diving back. Belly flopping into shallow right center and holding on.
J.P. Crawford, man. What a day for Crawford. Just the first of many more highlights we have of Crawford. But he made a fantastic play on J.B. Shuck to steal a hit from him. J.P. robbing J.B. How about that? In the bottom of the second inning, however, the Pigs would get a two-out single by Pedro Formón, who just continues to tear apart the Rochester Red Wings. Three more hits for Formón today against his former mates, and this time it was a beautiful bunt single. Formón really can lay down a good bunt single. He did today, went up the third base side, but Hector Gomez grounded out, and that ended the bottom of the second inning. In the top of the third inning, this one began with a Benji Gonzalez flyout and an Angel Vilma ground out. Zach Ranett, the peskiest hitter that probably faces the Pigs all year, and probably one of the most talented, got a base hit. And then Matt Haig grounded out, and that ended the top of the third inning. So we move to the bottom of the third inning. In the bottom of the third inning for the Iron Pigs, Osmel Aguila popped up. Scott Kingery struck out. And then J.P. Crawford struck out, and that ended the third inning. Into the top of the fourth we go. In the top of the fourth inning, Mitch Garver struck out. Byung-ho Park struck out. And then that was the issue. J.P. Crawford did not make that play today. My apologies. Thankfully, that was the only highlight that I had played at any point. Although Crawford did make a really good defensive play today. Those Boy, you know, everything did go well today, right up until that moment when I accidentally had my highlights from yesterday up when I was going over the pregame show when I was doing the highlights for the week in review. So that was a bit of a mistake. My sincere apologies for that. Well, everything that happened in the same, it's still the same box score that I'm reading to you today. Just the one J.P. Crawford highlight from yesterday was a bit different. Otherwise, for the Iron Pigs, things stayed the same. Anyway, let's start in the bottom of the third inning. And in the bottom of the third inning, here is the first highlight of today's game with David Hurlbut pitching really well, getting a strikeout to end the third.
And Hurlbut gets the sign and deals 1-2, and the pitch is swung on and missed low and away. And Crawford is the fifth strikeout victim of Hurlbut in three innings.
You know, it's funny, too, because everything lined up. The J.B. Shuck line out to end the bottom of the second inning worked out, and Thompson from the left side, it just went over my head. It's funny how, like, really well that lined up. But all of a sudden, I started seeing double plays. I'm thinking, nah, that's not right. There was no double play there. Maybe I did it wrong, but I didn't want to play it and play the wrong highlight. And then I see another double play, and finally I'm like, ah, this clicked. That makes a whole lot of sense. But I promise you, that is the only mistake that I've made in terms of that. Everything else I've read to you about what has happened in the inning, it's really funny how that J.P. Crawford line out or play worked out on J.B. Shuck, too. Almost a little eerily too close for that. Anyway, David Hurlbut strikes out J.P. Crawford to end the bottom of the third inning. Into the top of the fourth inning we go, and Brandon Liebrandt was cruising. He got Mitch Garver to strike out, Byung-Ho Park to strike out, and then Nico Goodrum he got to ground out to Rhys Hoskins to end the top of the fourth inning. In the bottom of the fourth inning, Jorge Alfaro singled, Dylan Cousins would line out, Rhys Hoskins would fly out, and Andrew Pullen would ground out to end the bottom of the fourth. So a real pitcher's duel going on out of Coca-Cola Park. To the top of the fifth inning we go. John Ryan Murphy popped up. J.B. Shuck flew out. But then back-to-back runners reached on a two-out walk to Benji Gonzalez and a base hit by Angel Villalma. But that brought Zach Granite to the plate.
Runners lead. They go 3-2. Swung on. Hit in the air right field deep. Aguila is racing back. Seems to have it lined up on the track. Reaches up. Makes the grab. And he was in stride, so Granite very nearly had a two-run extra base hit, but Aguila was there to reel it in.
So Granite getting a little help from his friends in the outfield, but sometimes you need that good defensive play in order to have a strong pitching outing. And boy, Liebrandt did a lot of good work himself, but he got a nice play on the flyout by Zach Granite. And then the offense would pick up the Pigs in the bottom of the fifth inning. Pedro Foreman would lead off with his second hit of the game, but Hector Gomez would pop up and Osmel Aguila would strike out. So looking like David Hurlbut might get out of this one, but boy, Hurlbut can't keep the King down for long.
Runner leads, and a set by the bell. Here is the pitch, and it swung on and ripped down the left field line. Fair, this thing could be gone. Garver back at the track at the wall. Forget about it, it's out of here. Another royal flush for Kingery.
Scott Kingery does it again. His fourth home run this week. The kid continues to play tremendous baseball. An appearance on SportsCenter. A leadoff hit in his first ever at bat. Four home runs. I'd say it's a week to remember for Scott Kingery in his triple A debut for the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. And this one, it would be all the runs that Brandon Liebrandt would need. And all thanks to Scott Kingery giving the Pigs a 2-0 lead. With a two-out, two-run, home run, 2-0 Iron Pigs. J.P. Crawford would pop up to end the bottom of the fifth inning. To the sixth we go, and in the top of the sixth inning, Matt Haig struck out, but Mitch Garver would walk before being erased on a fielder's choice by Byung-Ho Park. Nico Goodrum would then single moving Park over to second base, but John Ryan Murphy would ground out to shortstop. And J.P. Crawford, now here is the great J.P. Crawford defensive play of the game.
swung on and chopped up the box. The shortstop, Crawford, is there. He will flip with the glove hand to second for the force to end the inning. Nifty glove work from Crawford, spinning it on to Kingery.
It was a very cool play by J.P. Crawford. He gloved it and very casually flipped it with the glove. I always love to see a good defensive play like that. It's a very well-done play, especially when it's done right. It's a cool movement by Crawford, and you could just see the type of groove that he was in today. But Zach Granite would return that defensive favor in the bottom of the sixth inning, because after Jorge Alfaro struck out, Dylan Cousins gave one a ride.
Cousins swings the first pitch, breaks his bat, hits it into shallow center. Granite racing in, dives, and makes a great play in shallow center field. How'd he cover all that ground? So deep for Cousins, and made the play in shallow right center.
We saw a lot of good defense out there today, and Zach Granite and J.P. Crawford, two of the speedier and better defensive players in the league. Rhys Hoskins would pop up to end the bottom of the sixth inning, so we would move ahead to the top of the seventh. In the top of the seventh inning, J.B. Shuck and Benji Gonzalez would both ground out to Scott Kingery before Angel Vilma would ground out back to Michael Marriott to end the top of the seventh inning. So moving on to the bottom of the seventh, Andrew Pullen would ground out to first base. Pedro Florimon would continue to hit the Red Wings hard. He got a double, but Hector Gomez lined out, and Osmel Aguila grounded out to end the bottom of the seventh inning. In the top of the eighth inning, now it would be turned over to Jessen Therrien. Therrien would be in the game, and Therrien got a flyout from Zach Granite, a ground out to J.P. Crawford for Matt Haig, and Mitch Garver lined out to end the top of the eighth inning. So we move ahead to the bottom of the eighth. Scott Kingery struck out, but then J.P. Crawford got a home run.
Pitch swung on it, ripped in the air. There she goes out to right for Crawford. Forget about it. J.P., see you later.
J.P., see you later. That's a good call, too, by Matt Provinz. One hopefully we'll get to hear a lot more of as the season goes on. Crawford is dialed in right now. He's hitting the ball much better. He is playing a great defensive shortstop. And right now, he certainly looks like what everybody would have expected out of the Phillies' number one overall prospect. This is exactly what you would hope to see out of Crawford, and he has given the Iron Pigs everything and more since he returned from his leg injury a couple weeks back. That was a big insurance run for the Pigs. It made it 3-0, Iron Pigs. Following the home run, Jorge Alfaro struck out, Dylan Cousins singled, but Rhys Hoskins struck out as well to end the bottom of the eighth inning. To the top of the ninth we go, and who else but Pedro Beato came into the game, and when Beato is in the game, it's usually bad news for the opponents. Byung-ho Park struck out, Nico Goodrum popped up, and J.R. Murphy, John Ryan Murphy, came up, representing the final out of the game.
He's been very efficient. Two outs, nobody on, 3-0 Pigs we play here in the top of the ninth inning. Packed house, cheers for Beato, pitch, swung on, popped up. Popped up, foul grounds, Alfaro doesn't see it. Hoskins runs over, Alfaro picks it up, Alfaro gets there, Alfaro makes the catch. Ball game over, Pigs fly, Pigs fly, Pigs fly. Brandon Liebrand, his first AAA win.
And exciting times for the Iron Pigs with the Lee Brandt victory as the Pigs fly to a 3-0 victory over the Rochester Red Wings. The Iron Pigs are now 21 games over 500 with the victory and give a couple of home runs today. One to Scott Kingery, one to J.P. Crawford. Pigs 3 runs on 8 hits, no errors. Rochester no runs, 5 hits, and no errors. For the Red Wings, they were 0-2 with runners in scoring position. They left 6 on base. For the Iron Pigs, they were also 0-2 with runners in scoring position, leaving 5 on base. Very similar numbers. But where it counts, the Pigs got the 2 home runs. The losing pitcher, a tough luck loss today for Mr. David Hurlbut. He is now 5-5. He went 7 2/3 strong innings, giving up 8 hits, 3 earned runs on the 2 home runs, and striking out 9. Alex Wimmers goes 1/3 of an inning, striking out 1. Brandon Liebrandt, congratulations to him. He got his first Iron Pigs victory today, going 6 innings, giving up 5 hits, walking 2, and striking out 4. Michael Marriott got his team-leading seventh hold, an inning, no other numbers across his line. Justin Turian, his second hold, an inning, no numbers across the line. And Pedro Beato gets his league-leading 23rd save of the year, an inning, a strikeout for the new father and all-star pitcher for the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. Time of the game, a nice and quick 2 hours and 8 minutes. Just in time for the fans to see some fireworks tonight on a beautiful Sunday night out at Coca-Cola Park, where it was a sold-out house, 10,186 degrees. Boy, that's a nice night after what we've had the last week or so. Once again, the final score, the Iron Pigs 3 and the Rochester Red Wings 0. Pigs fly to their 52nd victory of the season.